All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Hero Card. The Hero Card Hour each Friday, 2 to 3, here on KERB, 1230 AM radio. Glad you're tuning in today. I hope you've had a great week. Today is Good Friday. Many of you are off.
Yes.
Not working. I would not be working had I not planned to be here today. So there we go. And I am in the studio with Glenn Taylor.
Yes. Radio never sleeps.
That's true, isn't it?
It is.
Just going all the time.
All the time, and which means I'm here quite a bit.
Yeah, you are. You are here every time I'm here, Glenn. Well, except for last week. I got to call you out on that.
Yeah, big event.
You had a pretty good excuse, though.
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, it's kind of a long story. I'll give you the edited version. I got the call on Friday.
Okay.
Just before I was coming into work, that my daughter was going into labor. She was having contractions. They were getting closer together.
Yep.
And they were getting more intense. So I didn't ask any questions. Everybody here was on notice that the day was coming. And so I got in my car and headed out. And got almost to San Antonio and then got the call, okay, the contractions have stopped.
Okay. And you didn't turn around and come back to me? What are you doing?
Well, it was kind of like, now, you know.
You couldn't win, could you?
I couldn't win.
No.
But this is the hard part. So we had to, from that point, so this is Friday morning. Now we're noonish, and everything's kind of calmed down, but we're all on pins and needles. And we stayed that way until Monday evening.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So
I didn't recognize it until Monday. All right.
Yeah, finally, at 6:17, Brody Allen McCormick was born.
Ring the bell. Let's go. Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Brody Allen McCormick.
That's right.
Weighing in at?
Let's see. He was 6.1.
Okay, not huge.
Not huge.
That's good.
And 20.1 inches. So he was kind of a long,
long
boy. Yeah. So we got him some Spurs gear,
you know, right off the bat.
Okay. You can't start too early. I wish I could show it on the, but I'll show it to you since.
Well, here, you show it to me, and I'll just describe him.
There you go.
I'll say those words that you're supposed to say when you see a baby picture.
All right. Let's see. I got a guy here.
Oh, he is so handsome.
Grandma's down there with him, so.
Oh, well, he is pretty darn cute.
Yeah,
look at that.
You. And his eyes.
Yeah.
And Harley.
He's got two of them.
He does.
Yeah, that's
fact,
good.
Thank goodness. And 10 fingers.
Ten fingers and toes. Yeah.
But he's real. And I was the first person in there, aside from mom and dad, to see him. And immediately you could tell his eyes darting around. He's going to be the inquisitor.
He does look like he's pretty alert. And I'm pretty sure he's smiling at you for this picture. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he looks a little bit like me, too.
Every bit. He's a younger version of you, Glenn, for sure.
And more handsome, way more handsome.
Brody Allen.
Yes.
And so you'll call him Brody, more than likely?
Call him Brody, yeah. Okay. Don't know what he's going to call me. So I'm just going to let him figure that out.
So his initials are BAM. That's BAM right there.
That's what I've already said. I'm calling him Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. Good looking. So mom's doing well?
Oh, thank you. Yes, mom is doing well. They had to keep her an extra day. And here's the thing, you know, why I was so concerned was her blood pressure kept going through the roof.
Yeah.
So when the contractions stopped, oh, my gosh, her blood pressure went through the roof. And so, you know, it was very stressful. But, you know, everything turned out okay, and everybody is all smiles. And the whole family, it was, you know, she's just been married a little over a year, and we're getting to know those folks.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
It's early on in that.
Sure, that makes sense. Yeah.
And just couldn't be happier. Everybody's blessed. They're good folks, you know, and they've felt
now, do they
every
live,
bit as blessed as we did.
Are they here or in San Antonio?
San Antonio.
The whole family's there?
Uh-huh.
That's where your daughter lives then.
That's where she lives now. And they're staying with the in-laws right now because they were in a situation where they were at a kind of a communal living. You know, it was some friends.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to get to the end of that lease. And so now, then the baby was coming. So they're kind of at a holding pattern over there. But that's good because there's plenty of people on hand. Absolutely.
Mom might get some rest. Right?
There's a chance. She needs to, and man, I couldn't be happier with her choice of man.
You like him?
He's a good
man. Now that you have a grandchild, you like him even more, don't you?
Absolutely.
That's the way it worked in my family. Yep, I became a hero to my in-laws once we had our first baby, so who is now 21, so go figure.
Wow. Time flies,
it's unbelievable. Man. Yeah, it seems like yesterday. And I'll never, of course, that's an event you will never forget.
No, I was there for the birth of my daughter.
Yeah.
To see this, it was very comparable. You know, those feelings come back up because it's just such a miracle.
It is.
So, I'm very humbled and very grateful.
Yeah, don't believe that's by accident whatsoever.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
That is just too intricate and too detailed to be anything but a miracle.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Cool. Well, congratulations to you. So are you going to be called Grandpa, Pawpaw?
That's a good, I don't know about
you don't
Pawpaw.
Know where you're heading.
My grandpa that I would just love dearly was Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
So I'm not sure how I feel about that. Again, I just kind of let him decide what he wants to call me. My dad said that Glenpaw.
Oh, that's pretty cute. Yeah.
So I may be Glenpaw. I don't know. I just, as long as he loves me, and I certainly will love him and spoil him, just like a grandpa should.
See it coming. There you go. Yes. Well, just as long as you're not Grumpaw.
No.
There's Funpaw and Grumpaw. I'm afraid I'll be the Grumpaw someday, but anyway, we'll see.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's exciting news.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to top that.
Well,
I don't know what we'll talk about. They'll be bigger than having a new baby in the world.
Man,
so that's
that's a big one, but we do have Easter.
Yeah, we can talk about some Easter. Well, obviously, we're going to talk a little Hero Card. One of our Hero Card business partners, Angela Mager, is going to come in a little while and talk about, you've heard me talk about what she does as a health coach and some of the things she has going on. She normally is working on Friday, but she got the day off. And I'm like, well, just come be on the radio. And she's like, yeah, come on.
Let's, we'll put you to work.
We're going to make her work. If we're working, she's going to work. So, all right. And we've got, in honor of Easter weekend, we're going to feature a little music by Big Daddy Weave today, one of my favorite Christian artists. And we're going to cue that up. I want to give a shout-out. I've been meaning to do this every week. One of my dearest friends here in Kerrville, apparently he just gravitates at 2:00 to turn it on this show.
Oh, really?
Pretty good. And he's a busy guy. His name is Frank Molina, Francisco Molina, and he is just excellent individual, excellent friend. We know each other through our kids. We have kids, boys the same age that are freshmen.
Cool.
Tyvee, and so we've been around football together and soccer and track and so just a great guy. Frank, I hope you're listening again today,
Frank.
I appreciate you tuning in. Glenn's giving you a shout-out. I want to just say up front, have a great weekend. I know you'll have a great time with your family. He is a just fascinating individual.
Really?
And yeah, just a cancer survivor. And
God bless him.
So he treats every day like it's something special. And I'm, people say they do that, but this is a guy that really believes each day is precious. And he lives it that way.
That's awesome.
Isn't that great?
Oh, man.
I'll share a quick story. He's got a sly sense of humor. I was over at the nursery the other day. Not the baby nursery, Glenn. The plant nursery over at the plant house.
The plant house. Yeah.
They're not a Hero Card partner, but that is a phenomenal place they have built. Have you been in there by any chance?
I've been by it a few times.
You've seen it? So
sure.
It's just, they did a first-class job over there. And anyway, I had was parked, and I was we were working on – We've been doing a rotary project over at the Veterans Service Center, and so we had bought some landscape material, and I was loading them in the back of my truck, and all of a sudden my truck bounced. I was aware that a car was parking in front of me.
Oh, no.
And so somebody kissed the front of my truck with their truck, and so, you immediately have that reaction of, oh, what the heck,
Sure.
And it was Frank.
Oh.
He drives the same truck I do, and he had managed to make sure that he just bumped me just enough to get my attention, but not do any damage. So, and he was just grinning ear to ear, watching the steam come out of my ears.
Funny. You probably had some choice words.
I thought some choice words. I didn't let them out, but anyway, I was glad to know it was a friend of mine.
Pretty funny.
And that's him. That's him. That's who he is. So, and then shout out, hey mom, I know you're listening. I hope you are, and I hope you're having a good day. And of course, looking forward to seeing you this weekend. All the kids are here, and
so
we'll have some family time tomorrow.
A little Easter egg hunting kind of thing.
They still 21, 19, and 14, I think, is my youngest. 14,
oh, okay,
yeah.
So.
And so no, we still hunt them. They're like a bunch of babies. I got to go out there and hide 100,000 eggs, and of course, we always have this golden egg that has a little more cash in it.
Well, yeah, shoot.
And
yeah,
they fight over that. I think I'm gonna bury that about 6 feet deep this year and see if they can find it.
There you, you go. Know?
You do that.
Well, we
any reason you used to
Easter when my grandparents were still alive was a very special time, and you know, I guess times have changed. We still, the family gets together and you know, celebrates. Not sure what we're gonna do because of Brody and
right,
this all this new stuff going on, but we'll get together. It's just different than it used to be. It was almost a town event.
You're right.
In Bandera, my grandparents lived right off the main street, so we would have, you just never knew who was gonna come by on Easter because everybody knew that Grandma and Papa love to celebrate Easter.
Okay, so it was the place to be.
Yeah, so it's hard to top that these days. But
so what did that celebration look like? Like what's your memory of that?
Oh gosh, well, the Easter egg hunt first thing in the morning, big cinder block barbecue pit with a tin roof on it, smoking lots of half chicken halves.
Okay,
split chicken, and Papa's special sop, which I still use.
You still have that? All right.
I will, we'll be giving out some samples of that tomorrow at Easter Fest.
All right. Oh, Easter Fest. Yeah, we need to talk about that in a minute. Let's come back to that for sure. Okay.
And so those are some great memories. And, of course, you know, all the family and so many of my cousins, a couple of my cousins have passed now. And so it's, you know, to look back on it, there were so many good times.
Yeah.
It's a nice memory.
Yeah, so when you think of those memories, are you a young man?
You're
the kid, like 6 to 10 years age, or even past that?
Well, we were blessed. My oldest cousin, Mike, who again has passed on, had some younger kids. So we had younger kids even when I was 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
So there was the Easter egg hunts and all those things continued. So after I got a little older and didn't do it anymore, there was always my cousins Amanda and Robert and Kara. And so they kind of took up that mantle. And
it's good.
Oh, good stuff, yeah, man. Nothing like family.
Yeah. You say that again.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like family.
Oh,
good,
man.
And bad, right?
Good and bad.
Good,
man.
And bad, absolutely. Well, so you do the chicken. You recall the chicken. You do ham. You have the pea salad to go with it.
A lot of times for Easter, it was just it was pretty standard barbecue fare.
So, okay.
Of course, Mom has to make her potato salad.
Yeah, there you go. My mom's a wizard at potato salad.
Yeah.
Our dad's not happy. Yeah,
yeah, right.
Okay.
And we'd have you know, pinto beans. Very very Texas kind of Easter.
It's good.
So,
absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, it is a special day. I remember, you know, people used to dress up. I don't know if they still do that, but I remember as a kid, Mom taking us shopping for that Easter Sunday outfit, you know, for the pictures.
Sunday go to meeting clothes.
Yeah, but it was just for Easter. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it was a special outfit for Easter. And then we would go, this when we were in Dallas, we would go down to, there was a really beautiful park in Dallas that featured a lot of azaleas, you know,
just
gorgeous. We can't grow azaleas here, as we found out a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
right?
We did, yeah.
That doesn't work in this soil and this climate. But so we'd go down there and take the pictures, and there was an egg hunt going on there. And it was just families were out there. And
it just makes you feel good to be around it.
Yeah. It was good. But now we're around the TV or whatever. But times do change. That's okay. So, all right. So let's take a quick break if we can, Glenn.
All right,
let's roll one of our first songs. I don't know which one you have queued up first, but a little Big Daddy Weave in honor of Easter weekend. And we'll probably just let this song play almost all the way through. And we'll be back in a minute. And we'll talk a little Hero Card business and Easter Fest and whatever else we can think of. So this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio.
I see the work of your hands. Galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed by you. And God, I run into your arms, unashamed because of mercy.
All right, so Big Daddy Weave, and love that song. Glenn, do you like that song? You told me you'd not heard of Big Daddy Weave before.
I had not, yeah. I like that.
That's good.
Very contemporary, very cool, very uplifting.
Yeah, Christian music has come a long way. There are some rock bands now, you know, rock Christian artist,
and they break into the top 10 with like Skillet,
very good, yeah,
and Lifehouse, I believe. There's several Paramore, I think. That, you know, it's
I
great
don't know
to
Paramore,
see,
okay.
You know, bands that have that
positive vibe going,
positive
good
vibe,
message.
Positive
there
message.
You go,
yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Well, and you know, we use that song to lengthen our show today, right, Glenn? Because we're just in here talking about. How we almost played a recorded show today, didn't we? It was an option.
I was looking at the clock going, well, I got one ready.
Well, it's not fair. Nobody else is working today.
I know.
Or they got off early. So anyway. all right. Well, listen, during that break, right, perfect timing, our good friend Angela
Major
showed up. And hi, Angela.
Hi, Lou.
I'm so glad you're here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
You are welcome anytime, but normally you're not available in this Friday afternoon hour, are you?
No, I'm not, but it is Good Friday.
It is Good Friday, and you've had the day off.
Yes.
So you took time out of your day off to come up here.
Yes, thank absolutely.
You. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, you look good. It's great to see you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
First
been
thing
too long.
It's been too long. Well, mm-hmm. First thing I noticed is that your hair's gotten long, so that means I hadn't seen you in a while.
Right.
It's grown at least 6 inches. I wonder how long, if we could date, how long it's been to get 6 inches of growth in your hair.
Well, it was January.
Okay, so it grows fast. It's that good diet, that good nutrition.
Yes.
So, Angela, those of you that are listening have heard, I've talked about Angela and Angela Major weight loss, and that she's a health coach and a registered nurse. And so she not only coaches it, but she lives it. And you are a walking testimony to what healthy living looks like.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good. That's, I hope so.
Makes me feel a little guilty. Makes me feel a lot guilty. But Angela, what have you been doing besides work? What have you been doing just for fun?
Oh, for fun.
Yeah. What's fun happening in your life? We talked about, I don't know if you probably were coming in, but Glenn's fun thing for this week was he has a new grandbaby.
Oh, wow.
First one.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes. He's pretty proud. He'll show you some pictures at the next break, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. I am that grandpa.
He is that granddad. So, and I had a birthday. We didn't talk about this, but I had a birthday Tuesday. We almost timed that out. Baby was born on Monday, the 10th.
Uh-huh.
And then I celebrated a big number 50 on Tuesday. And so what's your week been like?
Oh, my week has been, you know, standard week. Things that are good going on and having fun for me is just, you know, fun things with my kids. They are into going to the movies. So we're always going to the movies. We went to see Power Rangers.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
Was it pretty good?
It was. I actually enjoyed that quite a bit. But today, my son informed me before I left that he wanted to go see the Fast and the Furious new.
Oh yeah, number 12 or 15 or 25. Yeah, yeah. Apparently that
like,
works.
Oh yeah,
you're not doing that.
I'm
one?
Not excited. probably. Boys. I have to check on the rating and really, but anyway. He is 16. I guess I could go with him, but the 13-year-old probably wants to go too.
Okay.
But Smurfs was another option my 16-year-old came up with, so I don't know where that came from.
Okay, Smurfs or
he doesn't
Fast
usually
and
he usually won't he go movies. For cartoons. Okay. He doesn't know. Usually the ones that were geared towards younger audiences is I wanted to see Sing. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I know.
I think it was an animated.
Yes.
Animated one. There were big name actors that were doing the voices.
Uh-huh.
I got to wait for it to come out on DVD.
Well.
They wouldn't see it with
me.
Be
cheaper.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of neat that something from the 80s like the Smurfs is so popular among younger kids.
Well, and Power Rangers, that's 20-something years old.
Oh,
and
yes.
My oldest was a Power Ranger nut. He literally carried around the little red and green and blue Power Rangers everywhere we went when he was growing up.
Yeah.
In our storage, in our garage, we have boxes of plastic bins of Power Ranger gear.
Wow. So, yeah.
I don't know why we're hanging. Yeah, because it's appreciating. It's an investment. Right?
I was going to say, start checking eBay.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an investment. But anyway, we're going to have grandkids one day. I think, I hope, right?
Yes, I'm bound to.
They'll have to like Power Rangers or whatever else we have out there.
They might still be around, because I know even nieces and nephews that are well into their 30s watch the Power Rangers.
Really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, I might have to see that movie.
Oh, that's good, clean, fun entertainment.
Yeah. Be good. Absolutely. Yeah. For an Easter weekend, that would be bad. So, Angie, we're going to take a break in just a minute. And can you hang around for a little while? I'm hoping, because we need to talk about some of the things you're doing with weight loss and detox and all the good things that and Glenn and I need to come away with at least one tip today that we could put in place, not this weekend, but soon.
Absolutely.
But before we go to the break, I want to share, I think you saw this, Angela, but Glenn was showing a picture that you had from an Easter Sunday. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
In his Easter clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little grainy, but you were how old in that picture?
Oh, probably 3.
Wow.
I would say I was 3, yeah.
And and Glenn said, I have a 45 in my hand. Okay, and so what's a 3-year-old doing with a 45?
Right.
Of course, I'm thinking.
Not a Colt 45.
Colt 45. And I'm like, wow, those are wild Easter parties y'all have, Glenn.
Yeah, those malt liquor. But, days, those early days, man. I'd like to forget those.
No wonder you like Easter so much. Oh, my goodness. But that was a record, a 45, a vinyl 45.
It was.
And Angela's so young, she doesn't even know what a 45 is.
That's not
she
true.
She doesn't know what vinyl records even were.
My first 45 was Weird Al Yankovic.
Hey.
Yes.
Right. Oh, that's a whole nother topic.
Another one rides the bus? What was
it? I think it was that one.
Oh, my.
Another one bites the dust. Yeah, rides the. Rides I think the it's bus. Rides the Yeah, because Bites the Dust is the actual song.
Right.
Yeah, but I think that was the flip side.
I might have to find that during the break.
Yeah, look that one up.
That's really good. So that may say a lot about you, Angela, that was your first 45.
Oh,
Weird Al.
I shouldn't have said
you got
that.
You got a little.
Well, it was. What's strange is there was also. I got 2 that day from my grandmother, and the other was a country western one, and it was a female. I can't remember. I'll think it through a little bit.
That's great.
Yes.
Well, in Glenn's case, we don't know how Weird Al shaped you, but we do know in Glenn's case that he admits that even at the 3-year-old, 4-year-old stage of life, he had an affection for music.
Oh,
and looky here. Yeah. Here he is in the radio business.
Blessed to get to do and have worked. Of course, I love to work the talk show. That's a facet of what I do. But programming the music for Rev FM, the rock and roll station, is a dream come true for me. I couldn't be happier.
Isn't that great?
It is.
I
really feel blessed here lately. I don't mean to gush. But
gush all you want. That's good.
Just very happy man
these days. That's good. Well, and that's the way you ought to be. Live each day. You like my friend? Francisco.
Yeah.
So are we due a break here? Are we
better go ahead and take us a little news break.
News and weather, and then when we return, we'll actually do something serious. Maybe we'll talk with Angela and find out more, and then we'll talk a little Hero Card as well. And this is the Hero Card Hour, KERB, 12:30 a.m. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a good Friday. Thanks for tuning in to the Hero Card Hour. And again, we're joined in the studio with my good friend, Angela Major, Major Weight Loss. So, Angela, let's talk some business.
All right, I'm ready for that.
Yep, I know you've got some great things going on, and I want to specifically, because I have a tendency to ramble on and we run out of time, so let's make sure that we talk about this detox class or program that you have coming up. Tell our audience about what you have about that, because I'm highly interested.
Okay, great. Yeah. Yes, I'd be happy to. So I have put together a simple 5-day beginner's detox. So this is for people that are just wondering, what is a detox and what's it going to do to my body? How are things going to change?
Okay.
And,
so,
and it's easy to do.
So how is my body going to change in 5 days? Can I really have some kind of significant impact in 5 days?
You can.
Okay.
You can. So the thing about a detox is that, you know, the word gets thrown around a lot,
right,
and it's used differently by different people. What I'm talking about is our bodies are created to detox themselves. We have a liver that does that function for us.
Okay.
However, our bodies are bombarded with so many toxins in our industrialized world that we live in now, by all the chemicals that we breathe in, that we eat, and with a lot of preservatives,
sure,
and other things in our foods, other foods that are just kind of chemicals more than foods.
Okay.
You know,
mm-hmm,
thinking Velveeta cheese here, and so different things like that.
I'm sure, I'm glad we didn't have you on the week after the Super Bowl, right?
Might have been a good time for a detox.
It probably would have been. Where was that detox when I needed it? Come on, Angel. No, all right.
So, and things that we even put on our bodies. So,
okay,
especially women, you know, we're always slathering ourselves,
sure,
with all of these chemicals. And so this is a week that we really focus on having real food.
Okay.
And
whole foods, right?
It's whole foods. And we're also going to take out some of the foods that are a little more upsetting to our digestion and our bodies. So, and that would be gluten and dairy.
Okay.
So those are cut out. And another thing that's harder to process for our body, that kind of makes the digestion work harder, and we want to make it an easy week. And so that would be beef and pork. So we cut those out. But you can have all the lean protein that you'd like.
Okay.
Through the 5 days, and
that's a piece of cake.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I mean, it's not a piece of cake. That's wrong.
There's
thing
plenty
to say.
Of food. That's right. You won't be. Yeah. No cake.
No piece of cake.
No cake.
I mean, that sounds pretty simple.
Not even
so
gluten free cake.
Okay.
Not okay.
All right.
Maybe a kale cake.
A kale. Oh, disgusting.
Yes. Yes. I suppose if you make it in the shape of a cake, but it's really a salad. Yes, you can have that.
All right. Thank you. trick yourself. All right. It works for me. So it's pretty obvious listening to you. You are a registered nurse. So
yes.
You have training.
Yes.
You know the body. You know how it works. It's you're not guessing about this. You have,
mm-mm,
a history with this. So that's great stuff. All right. So I don't know how much you want to divulge, but before you go further, how do people register for this? So I'm interested. I want to be a part of this. How do I find you? How do I let you know that I'm a part? And then what's the cost for doing this?
Yeah, great. So the best way to get details to you is if you were to text your email address to the number 210-617-3356. So that's 210-617-3356.
Okay.
I think that's the easiest way, unless they went to, if they go to the Hero Card,
they can go
Facebook
to our website and find you there. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And connect with me there, and then I can send the details. But it is, right now it's $77 for the program.
Wow, very reasonable.
Yes, and okay, that is my early bird price. And so by April 20th, if you get signed up by April 20th, you can get in at that price. And it's just $97,
okay,
after that.
That's all right. $20 savings is $20,
mm-hmm,
savings. That's,
mm-hmm,
important. Very good.
Yes, and then we'll have a kickoff call on April 27th, but the actual program starts May 1st.
Okay, so a phone call to kick it off.
Yes.
Coaching. That's what you're...
Yes.
Tell us how to do it, right?
Right, then, to get you set up for success. And so the program is all going to be based in email and a Facebook group.
Yep.
So it's just so you can have a lot of support during those 5 days. It'd be hard to do it in person. You know, I know some of the people that I work with in person are feel kind of funny about that we're not going to get together face-to-face. We're so used to that. But this is... Everything's going to be emailed to you. If you can't make it to the call on Thursday evening, April 27th, it'll be sent in your email, so you won't miss a thing.
That's easy.
Awesome.
That's good. Really is. And so, I remember reading your email or your either on your Facebook page, but you have menu ideas.
People, yes.
I mean, this will be really pretty simple to follow.
Yeah.
For somebody like me. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
She shakes her head. Even you, Lou.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, there's a full menu, lots of snack ideas.
Okay.
And real simple.
Pretty simple?
Yes.
Pretty simple grocery list.
Lots
yes.
of raw vegetables and things like that.
Yes, and you know, you can eat cooked or raw. Yes.
Oh, okay. It's,
yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be raw, but just in case, because I know some people...
I've heard that some vegetables actually, like tomatoes, I believe, when you cook them, they're supposed to be better for you. At least that's what I've heard. Is that true?
Sometimes cooking them changes. It does change them. I don't know that they're healthier. You lose some of the enzymes whenever you cook food, so it's good to have a mix of cooked and raw. Eating too much raw can be a little hard on your digestion.
Sure.
But... Having them all cooked, then you lose some of the enzymes that help break things down.
So you want to balance it out.
Yes.
Then. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
So what's your favorite food?
Oh,
what
my.
Do you love to snack on and eat?
Oh. I snack a lot less these days now that I don't eat as many carbs.
Okay.
So I don't eat as many, starchy carbs. So I really don't need to snack as much, so that's a hard question. What I have found that I love is these sprouted, no, it has to be something weird, right? But it's...
we're there so far. Depends on what it is
sprouted,
I think.
They're sprouted pumpkin seeds. They're called Go Raw. I got them online. I don't know if they're carried at HEB, but they are so
pumpkin seeds.
Good. They don't just taste like pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
It says there's just pumpkin seeds in them, but something about the process gives them this neat flavor that feel it's like there's some herb in them.
Okay.
It's really
pretty
delicious.
Good. I'll have to try crunchy, that. Chewy.
Mm-hmm, crunchy.
Crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
Guilty pleasure.
What?
Do you have any, or do you really stay focused? I mean, you know, every now and then everybody will have a piece of birthday cake or something like that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yes. Yes, I love I love sweets. I'm a sweet tooth person. So, yeah, anything homemade, like what my mom makes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, she's the best baker.
Is she?
Yes. And I can I pick a favorite? I don't know. Her strawberry cake. Strawberry cake with the strawberry frosting.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
it's all real stuff. It's no
Can
boxes.
I order one of those?
Yeah.
Well, in sincerity,
make it two.
Well, as I mentioned, I had a birthday, and so my grandmother on my dad's side was an incredible cook and just really talented at any kind of food, but her pies and cakes were amazing. She never drove, never learned to drive, so her world was in her garden and in her sewing room and in her kitchen. And, I mean, you just can't imagine how talented she was at all three of those things. But she used to make a strawberry cake that we've yet to find. She's long deceased, and so we have not. So could I come, when's the next time you're having strawberry cake at your mom's house, and could I just hang out?
Absolutely. Maybe I'll see if I can get her to come visit me for my birthday. That'll be November.
Okay, that's on record. I'll bring the milk. Milk's probably not allowed. I don't know. But,
yeah, it can be dairy free.
Okay.
You know, have some almond milk,
there you go.
Something like that.
Or not? No, that's good. So you know, I do know So Angela, we've worked together. You've coached me, and we're not one of your outstanding success stories. I don't. No, I'm teasing. We did well, and I learned a lot. But when Glenn asked that question, what I knew the answer. You do have a sweet tooth. It's not like you give up everything. You just learn to do things in moderation.
Yes. Right?
Which is and be intentional is one of your biggest things that you talk about. Is think about what you're eating.
Sure.
Pause and recognize that you've eaten half the bag. Right.
See, that would be my
before you eat
mindless.
Half the bag.
Yeah, before you
be eat intentional. Half the bag. So,
but we eat mindlessly, a lot of us.
And it took me a lot, and I've given up tortilla chips.
Okay.
I mean, that was my big Achilles heel. Now, I did have some last Sunday, but it had also been like 6 months since I'd had any. So I went to a Mexican restaurant that I never go to anymore because I'm watching my weight.
Yeah, it's hard, tempting. Yeah, those
but
come to the table.
And then, you know, you got to treat yourself.
Sure.
Just don't go overboard.
And you look good. You've lost how many?
You know what? I don't know. I've dropped 2 pant sizes.
That's
awesome. So, that's what matters.
Yes,
and you feel better.
I do feel a
that's
lot better.
Thing. More energy. And that's one of the things you talked about in the detox that caught my attention is that even in 5 days, you'll have more energy.
Yeah,
sleep better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even get rid of a few aches and pains. I mean, there's just some real validity to getting your body clean and cleansed.
Yes, you'll
that's
be
good.
Glad you did.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'm excited. I'm going to sign up for the early bird.
Good, yes.
I am, absolutely, that's fun. So, all right, so we have the detox. Anything else you want to talk about that? We cover that? Because I want to find out what you're doing outside of that.
Okay. I think we covered it.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, again, you can find...
If anybody has questions, they can text those, too.
Okay, so you can find the information on our website. You can find it on the... You can text her your email to the number given earlier. We'll give that one more time in a minute. And then you can also find Angela on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You have that a personal page, or is that major weight loss page? It's a personal page right now.
It's yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of our audience is Facebook audience anyway, so it's all good. So,
well,
yes,
true.
I'm Angela Douglas Major.
There you go.
You can friend me at Angela Douglas Major.
Cool. All right, so you're doing some other coaching as well?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I am. I'm coaching like I had been when we worked together. So there's 3 month at least commitments.
Yep.
So that we can have some work together.
So you'll individually work with somebody. This is going to be a group on the detox, but you can take somebody individually that has specific issues or needs, and you can work with them in more detail for a longer commitment and really, really help them even greater. And I suspect you'll turn some of these detox clients into some coaching clients, maybe?
That could happen. That could happen if they choose to work further with me.
Okay.
And I wanted to mention, since you asked about what else I'm doing, I am excited that I am going to further my education more in the hormones. You know, hormones has always been something that I have worked with, and it has a lot to do with weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we all have hormonal changes as we get older, and so I am involved in a new program where I'm learning more about hormones, so and how they how to help people support them in their lifestyle to improve their hormones.
That's good, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had at one time a program, Happy, Healthy, and Hormonal.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. So Easter weekend, what are you going to be? Are you in town this weekend? Are you got family coming in?
No, it's just going to be the four of us.
Okay, where's your mom, by the way, so that I know where to seek out this strawberry cake? Is she, are they local? Or are they?
My parents live in Alpine,
okay.
In Alpine, Texas, and so I always clarify that because some people think they live at the nursing home.
Oh, at the nursing home. No, yeah. Alpine, Texas, beautiful place. Okay.
Alpine, Texas.
So just your family then here this weekend?
Yes, okay. It is.
Good.
It is, yeah.
And your boys are older, but do you still hunt eggs and hide eggs? You have to go through that routine?
We always have, and And I'm, you know, this year I didn't want to do candy with the boys, and they were fine with that if I was going to give them money.
Okay.
And so I thought I might put some, you know, change and some
That's
eggs
what we do.
And hide yeah. them. Yeah. No,
yeah,
those, no more candy.
Plus that one that has the grand prize.
The grand prize.
Might have $1.05 in it, something like that.
Or a little more.
Yeah.
Inflation. Well, my kids are spoiled or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the older they get, the more
they will hunt something for a dollar. What are you talking? That just sit in my yard.
Oh, no.
Right? I mean, I just mow over that. So
just ran over a dollar. Oh, my God. Just get the Scotch tape.
Those little plastic eggs do not hold coins very good. Have you noticed that? They just fall out. All right. Well, so, Angela, again, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope you'll come back.
Thank you.
If you want to pull up that the number that everybody will give that one more time, and then I'll be talking to you when we do the class, and I will twist Glenn's arm, see if he'll join me in that endeavor. Maybe
that'll
he
be
can
fun.
Help hold me accountable.
All right.
And I hope you have a great Easter. What's the number that people can text you?
The number is 210-617-3356.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, we're wrapping up. That's amazing.
Getting close.
So, Glenn, let's talk a little business. And just stick around for two more minutes if you can, or if you need to run, go ahead. We're almost out of time. I want to tell our audience about a couple of things happening with the Hero Card. We have a couple of new businesses that I want to promote.
All right.
One is Casa Keepers. I mentioned them. I think you probably know Casa Keepers, Angela.
Mm-hmm.
So it's our good friend Chad Huber. And so Chad's business is really cool. He's I hate to use the word handyman, but his business is designed if you have a home in Kerrville, Bandera, Fredericksburg, and it's your second home, or you're not there often,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you have a parent that lives in one of these locations and you're not able to check them. He will actually put on a monthly basis, go in and inspect the home, replace light bulbs, air filters, anything that needs to be done inside the house,
upkeep.
Send a report back to you. He does the upkeep.
Yeah.
And then he does also the handyman work in the house, and he's just a very, very talented guy, and he's a great great businessman, and again accepts the Hero Card and gives a really nice discount.
Mm-hmm.
And so glad to have Chad on board, and we'll have him in. He's so busy, but I want to have him come in and talk about his business sometime soon.
Oh, great.
And then, Angela, you'll appreciate this, but Bobby Burris, who does a lot of work over here in Kerrville, just signed up a really neat ladies' boutique. And I'm probably not even using the right words. I don't promote women's things very good. I'm sorry. But it's called Ravished by Design.
Saw the ad that y'all had
on
Instagram, I think.
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And a neat, neat store.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
Kennedy Smith.
Yeah, you know Kennedy Smith, right? And
mm-hmm.
Her mom, or I guess she's helping her in that business.
Jana,
Yeah, and just great fashions.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I see what they post, and really good stuff for
I know, for I feel her. Strange about like, well, should I like that?
Yeah,
mean,
I don't know, Glenn.
I'm
you gotta be careful with that.
Yeah,
no, all bets are off. But we're just glad to have her. 10%
sure.
off using the card. In there, so
awesome.
Go save some money, and love having her. And then Dutchman's Market over in, I want to just give them a quick shout out. That's in Fredericksburg, and they are a specialty grocery store with fresh meats. They do butchering, but you know, people are right now they're buying things for the Easter celebration, mm-hmm. the ham and those things. So go see Barry and Brett over at Dutchman's Market. Use your Hero Card and save money there. And Glenn, we're wrapping up. So. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour. That's every Friday, 2 to 3. I'm glad you tuned in. I know y'all tune into my show just right after Rush. So
thanks for staying with us.
Thanks for staying in, and we'll be back next week. Glenn, I hope you have a great Easter.
You too. Happy Easter.
Thank you.
Happy Easter to you,
and Angela. Happy
Thank
Easter.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Happy Easter to y'all.
And we'll shut it down with a little song by Phil Wickham. You got that one queued up?
All right.
Got it handy?
Let's kill that theme, and we'll play Lion.
Okay. There you go. All right. So listen, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Hear Kilmeade and Company with Brian Kilmeade, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on KERV Kerrville.